Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the chi-squared goodness of fit test, a statistical tool that helps us determine whether reality aligns with our expectations. Imagine you're a detective, but instead of solving crimes, you're investigating whether the data matches what theory predicts. What's the chi-squared goodness of fit test? At its core, this test answers the question, do the observed frequencies in our data match what we expected under a certain hypothesis? Think of it like checking your order at a restaurant. You expected 2 burgers, 1 salad, and 1 milkshake. When the tray arrives, you actually get 3 burgers and no milkshake. Clearly, something is off. The chi-squared test is how we mathematically confirm whether a dataset's observed frequencies differ significantly from the expected ones. How does it work? The test is used when dealing with categorical data. Think of categories like different types of vehicles, flavors of ice cream, or voting preferences. The steps involve 1. Making a hypothesis. We assume the observed data should follow a known proportion. 2. Checking conditions. Data should come from independent observations and expected counts should be at least 5 per category. 3. Calculating the test statistic. This is done by comparing each observed value to the expected value, squaring the difference, and summing up the results. Drawing a conclusion. If the test statistic is large enough, we reject our hypothesis, meaning the observed data likely comes from a different distribution than expected. Example, are some vehicles more accident prone? Let's look at real-world data, a study checking whether different types of vehicles get into accidents at rates that match their registration numbers. If 38% of registered vehicles are cars, 58% are trucks, 3% are motorcycles, and 0.4% are buses, we might expect accident rates to match these percentages. But what if accident data shows that cars get into accidents more often than expected, and buses less often? Running the chi-squared test tells us whether this difference is just random chance or statistically significant. Analogy: the chi-squared test as a talent show judge. Imagine you're judging a school talent show with categories like singing, dancing, and comedy. If the audience votes in numbers proportional to the number of acts in each category, everything seems fair. But if singers win almost every award despite having fewer acts, something might be biased. The chi-squared test helps determine whether the votes align with what would be expected or if there's a preference for a particular act. What it can't tell us. Just because we find a significant difference doesn't mean we know why it happened. Going back to our vehicle accident example, the test can tell us accidents don't follow registration rates, but it can't tell us whether that's due to driver behavior, road conditions, or something else. Key takeaways. The chi-squared goodness of fit test helps compare observed versus expected frequencies. It applies to categorical data where we assume an expected distribution. A large test statistic means a big difference between observed and expected values. Statistical tests show if something is unusual, but not why it happens. And that's it for today's statistical deep dive. Next time you see unexpected patterns, remember, the numbers don't lie, but they also don't tell the whole story. Stay curious and happy analyzing.